Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. Let me ask you a question. How many of you dislike alarm clock?
Dislike.
It means you all love alarm clock.
Never use it.
Oh wow, that's fantastic. You don't need alarm clock to get up. Oh wow. So most of you don't need an alarm clock. Okay, that's fantastic. Well, there are some people who like alarm clock. Yes, great. Okay, all right. So there are times that you do need an alarm just in case. Right. Well, that's very good. Some people like it, some people don't. And this morning I want to talk about time. Time. Pardon? I need an alarm clock. I do. But most of the time I actually wait before the alarm goes off. But my wife, Dara, she hates it. So we have to compromise sometimes, you know. Yeah. Anyway, that's where I stand. I want to talk about time this morning. And I title what I'm sharing today as Wake Up, Do It Now, Time is Short. As you can see in the pew sheet, time can run out on us. Now, humanity has been ingenious in developing amazing systems. Sundial, water clock, hourglass, the quartz, and too many modern time pieces to mark the passing of time. Now, from the beginning, God established the great timekeepers in the sky. If we read the book of Genesis, it tells us in chapter 1, verse 14, God said, "Let there be lights in the vault of the sky to separate the day from the night, and let them serve as signs to mark sacred times and days and years." Well, we're not too far into 2023. We are quite some way already. And I guess we may already have done many, many things in the past few weeks. Busy making plans for the new year, catching up with people, as I did during the Christmas and New Year period overseas. Time was short because suddenly I had to be back here. Well, 2023 is upon us. And today is, if you don't know already, is Chinese New Year. Or some other country called the Lunar New Year. And does anybody know what year it is in terms of the zodiac?
The rabbit.
That's right. Now, I'm not going to go into that because I don't know exactly what it all means and so on. But anyway, yes, today is Chinese New Year. Time flies by, one year, another, and soon, you know, we are getting on with life and many other things. But on the other hand, people can get very nervous about time. Right, like Squin say, if you have to go to an event, you're a little bit nervous, you need the alarm to remind yourself and make sure that you get out the door on time and so on. People get nervous about time. They may not like to be constantly reminded by the TikTok. Not the TikTok that young people are doing, okay? But the, you know, taking away. Has there been time? I have. That during the night I couldn't sleep, and all I could hear is the clock just ticking and ticking and ticking. I say, "Oh, come on!" You know, that's reality. That's reality. Now there are also the tyranny of time. The tyranny of time. Time somehow seems to control us, and we become very frustrated about time or the lack of it. We begin to run here and there and doing this and that because we say we don't have enough time for everything. About 35 centuries ago, Moses wrote this in Psalm 90. He said, "Teach us to number our days and aright that we may gain a heart of wisdom. Now, I don't know exactly how to number my days, but the heart of wisdom for me is to assume that today might be the last day for me on earth, and that I should make the most of the hours I have to live them to the fullest, to be to the glory of God. When I was training to be a priest, I remember someone, I don't know exactly who said it and what quote it was, basically they were teaching us, treat it this way: every sermon you preach could be your last. So that somehow stuck in my head, that I hope this is not my last, but anyway. Yes, so we are reminded also in the book of Romans chapter 13, it says, and do this, understanding the present time. The hour has come for you to wake up from your slumber, because our salvation is nearer now than when we first believed. The night is nearly over. The day is almost here. So let us put aside the deeds of darkness and put on the armor of light. Also in John chapter 9 verse 4, Jesus said, as long as it is day, we must do the works of him who sent me. Night is coming when no one can work. Well, we're enjoying the daylight saving, and you know, we can still put out a barbecue late in the evening and really, really use the time. But we all know well that when the evening comes, there are certain activities we can no longer do. Yes, indeed, we don't have much of time. So we need to redeem the time and make the best of the time that we have on hand. Because in the end, you and I, we all are accountable for everything when Jesus returns. Every word that we may say and spoken, every thought that we ever had, every moral choice that we ever faced, everything that we ever done will be accountable. So, my brothers and sisters, make our time count. Make our times count. Keep our priorities straight. So, what shall we do? What shall we do in the practical sense? Well, let me share with you two or three key points I believe is important. If we remember the gospel just read out, you know, when Jesus called the two sets of brothers, they responded immediately. They didn't say, let me go away and think about it. Let me come back to you. And they might never come back to Jesus. Or Jesus say, the time is near. And immediately he went on starting his ministry to preach and to heal the sick and do all this stuff. Because he knew that in the end, he didn't have that much time on earth. And he needed to get on. So, the first point I think I'd like to make is that we need to seek the kingdom of God first. And I'm sure we are familiar with that in Matthew chapter 6. Now, there is a time for everything, and so we need to manage our time well. Now, this begins often with maybe prayers and the word of God and making sure that our priorities line up with God's priorities. Prayers. The word of God, we might like to start the day with all that, or we may like to finish the day with all that. But these are practices that we are showing we are giving God priorities. You know, rather than trying to climb the corporate ladder, there is this saying, some people spend their whole life climbing the ladder and they get to the top only to discover it was leaning against the wrong wall. So that's a good reminder that we need to set our priorities according to God's priorities. We need to make God's priorities our priorities. As Jesus said, seek the first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Seek the kingdom of God, and God will bless us with many things to follow. So that was the first point. Seek God's kingdom first. The second one is that find God's balance in your time. I'm using something in the book of Ecclesiastes. We also know we need to be careful that we do not import our culture and values of time into the whole area of our Christian life, like productivity instead of people. For many cultures, the most important value, time, is relational. Some people say that, oh, how come your church don't start on time? Well, we start on time when people arrive. So sometimes, some cultures rely and depend a lot on relational, spending time with one another. And I'm glad that we have morning tea this morning, thanks to Lorraine. It's just that I mentioned last week and she volunteered. So anyway, we have morning tea today and we can spend some time with each other. Now, the point is this, managing our time well is not about productivity, but need to strike a balance, especially when there are people involved and we need to value people above other things. Time is a gift from God, and God has given us sufficient time to accomplish everything he has called us to do in our life. Therefore, manage our time well. The third point I'd like to make is that we need to understand the Lord's will. We talk about priorities, we talk about relationship and getting a right balance, but we also need to understand the will of God in our life. In the book of Ephesians chapter 5, 17, it says, therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. If you really want to make your time count, then seek God's will on a daily basis. Most of God's will is clearly laid out for us in the scriptures. God will never lead us to do anything that is contrary to his revealed will in the word. So don't be foolish, as Ephesians says, but understand the Lord's will. Always leave room for God to change our plans. We can make plans, and you may have already got some very good plans underway for 2023. And this coming Tuesday, our vestry is going to come together and look at some future plans for ourselves. But we need to surrender every decision, every plans we have, and make room that sometime God may choose to change the plans that we have made for ourselves. God can overrule at any time, so we need to let God to do that. He knows better than what is best used for our time. So don't be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. So let me conclude about this morning about talking with time. More asking you some question to take away and to think about. Are you loving God and serving others through the time that you have? Are you working hard to provide for your family? And I think all of us can say yes, or we have done that in the past, and now children have grown up and they don't need us anymore. But what I'm saying is that not just the physical deeds, what about their spiritual needs and other things? Are you getting adequate rest and exercise? That's important. Rest and exercise. God does not want us to be so busy that we neglected our health and our well-being. And using time is also involved in making sure that we have adequate rest and exercise. That's something that reminds me, I need to do more exercise this year. Do you make personal time each day for the Word of God and prayer? I value that time I have together with Dara to look into the Word of God and to pray together. And I found that is so important for my spiritual well-being and also setting the day right to begin with. The last question, do you worship regularly with your church family on a regular basis? And that's also important because being Christian is not being alone, but it's part of the family and part of the fellowship that we spend time with each other. So, this morning we have been talking about time, and very soon our time is over for our worship and then morning tea, and you may get on with other things the rest of the day. I will have some Chinese New Year things I need to do later on, like visit my mom and say Happy New Year to her, because it is part of our culture to do that. And so I need to make time for myself, I need to make time for others, make time for family. But above all, dear brothers and sisters, make time for God. Make time for God. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for bringing us through a new year. We thank you that we can have time with you, like this morning, worshiping you in this church, our church, together with brothers and sisters. So Lord, help us to set our priorities right. Help us to follow your will and help us to use our time wisely. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.